ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं ददाति स्वापतान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर एतशृण्वतं स्वाकता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनम्। हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो 3 चाप्टर् 24 text number 41. Maitreya Vacha Evam Samuditasthena Evam Samuditasthena Kapilena Prajapatihi कपिलेन प्रजापतिः दक्षिणीकृत्याथं प्रीतो दक्षिणीकृत्याथं प्रीतो वनं एव जघामः वनं एव जघामः। मैत्रेय उवाच एवं समुदितस्तेन कपिलेन प्रजापतिः दक्षिणीकृत्याथां प्रीता वनं एव जगामः। मैत्रेय उवाच एवं समुदितस्तेन कपिलेन प्रजापतिः दक्षिणीकृत्या त्वं प्रीतो वनं एव जगामः। Maitreya Vacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Evam, thus, Samudita, addressed Etena by him, Kapilam, by Kapila, Prajapati, the progenitor of the human society, Dakshini Kritya, having circumambulated tham, him, prita, being pacified, vanam, to the forest, eva. Indeed, Jagama. He left. Then. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Maitreya said. Thus, when Kardama Muni, the progenitor of human society, was spoken to in fullness by his son Kapila, he circumambulated him and with good and pacified mind, he at once left for the forest. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Going to the forest is compulsory for everyone. It is not a mental excursion upon which one person goes and another person does not. Everyone should go to the forest at least as a vanaprastha. Forest going means to take 100% shelter of the Supreme Lord, as explained by Prahlad Maharaj in the talks with his father, Sada Samudvigna Diyam, Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.5. People who have accepted a temporary material body are always full of anxieties. One should not, therefore, be very much affected by this material body, but should try to be freed. The preliminary process is to become freed is to go to the forest or give up the family relationship and exclusively engage in Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose of going to the forest. Otherwise, the forest is only a place for monkeys and wild animals. To go to the forest does not mean to become a monkey or a ferocious animal. It means to accept exclusively the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage oneself in full service. One does not have to actually have to go to the forest. At present moment, this is not at all advisable for a man who has spent his life all along in big cities. As explained by Prahlad Maharaj, Hitvatma Patam Grihamanta Kupam. One should not remain always engaged in the responsibilities of family life, because family life without Krishna consciousness is just like a blind well. Alone in a field, if one falls into a blind well and no one is there to save him, he may cry for years and no one will see or hear where the crying is coming from. Death is sure. Similarly, those who are forgetful of their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord are in the blind well of the family life. Their position is very ominous. Prahlad Maharaj advised that one should give up this well somehow or other and take to Krishna consciousness and thus be freed from the material entanglement which is full of anxieties. Maitreya Uvacha Evam Samuditastena Kapilena Prajapati Dakshina Kritya Tam Prita Panam Eva Jagamaha. Sri Maitreya said, thus, when Kardama Muni, the progenitor of human society, was spoken to in fullness by his son Kapila, he circumambulated him and with a good pacified mind, he at once left for the forest. So here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam we are reading where Kapila Muni is assuring his father that I will be looking after the mother and I will be giving her the knowledge so that Kardama Muni can go to the forest. The whole Vedic system is arranged in such a way that a person does not live in the family life until the last moment of death. That is not the purpose of Vedic system. You have to develop some renunciation somewhere other, some point in time we have to develop. That is why there is a Varnashrama Dharma. Varnashrama Dharma, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagasa Tasya Kartaram Apimam Vidhi Akartaram Avyayam. This Chatur Varnya, this Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. And also, this is like a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So this is like a Varna Ashrama. This Varna Ashrama system means this Chatur Varnya, this Varna and Ashrama. So it is a gradual development. This Varnashrama Sarma system is a gradual development so that a human being can, having come to the material world, how to get out of this material world. This is not a solution that he come stay here permanently. We can't make a permanent situation here. Permanent solution is only possible in the Vaikuntha or in the Goloka realm. There only it is possible. In material realm, you can't make, whoever it may be, you can live here 100 years, 1000 years, 10,000 years, whatever number of years, one day we have to pass away. Even Lord Brahma is the creator of this universe, he has to pass away. So if Lord Brahma has to pass away, then what is the position, our position? You may extend your life 100 years to 200 years, 200 years to 300 years. You can do by all your, whatever your methods and all these things. But what is the use? So here, here Kapila Muni is explaining, and this is like a Maitreya is saying that Kapila Muni, the progenitor, Kardama Muni, the progenitor of the human society, was spoken in fullness by his son Kapila. He circumambulated him, and with good peaceful mind, he at once left for the forest. So this is a very, very instructing thing for everyone. So the Varnashrama Dharma is made in such a way that there is a brahmachari life. The brahmachari training is given. After the brahmachari training, the person can remain a brahmachari, naishtika brahmachari for rest of the life, if he wants. If he can't, then there is a concession given. Okay, if you can't remain a naishtika brahmachari, if you can't remain akanda brahmachari, then you beget, yes, then you marry somebody and then you try to live with them in a Krishna conscious way. So this is like a grahastha ashram. It's not a graha medhi. Grahastha ashram also is an ashram. And there is a very nice difference between grahastha and graha medhi. In grahastha ashram, everything is centered around the Lord. In graha medhi, everything is centered around the sense gratification. So this is like, so then the grahastha ashram, automatically the person, when he lives in the grahastha ashram, he develops some renunciation. Automatically will come. Anybody who is a grahastha, he will understand, okay, he will get one child, second child, third child, looking after them, educating them, doing this, doing that. All these activities, you will get some kind of renunciation. It is meant like that only. Sometimes people say, oh, this life is miserable. Yeah, it is. Life is miserable. It is supposed to be miserable. Why it is miserable? Because it is so miserable till we don't get any kind of clue to get out of this actually. If it is, life is like everything is rosy, then we'll stay here only. Because it is a very Krishna's mercy that he made this life miserable so that we get an impetus to go back home, back to Godhead. The life should be miserable only. Because we see, when we see all these things happening, so many miseries are still, we are adjusting, little bit adjustment here, little bit adjustment there. It's a continue our journey here. Without even understanding, we have to put an end to all these things. So here, the opportunity is given. So even though the Supreme Lord has taken birth in this family, it's very interesting. So Kapila Muni is Supreme Lord. He is going to speak all this transcendental knowledge, and Supreme Lord has taken birth in that family. Still the father leaves this family and goes to the forest. What is the use? But still he has to follow the rule. Varnashrama says, yeah, you have to pancha urtam vanam gachet. At the age of 50, you have to leave the forest. So Prabhupada, see the first part of the purport, if you read, yes, we all have to go to the forest. Yes, just pack your bags, now go to the forest. Now how much practical it is actually? How much practical? Now we see sometimes people go for a retreat. I'm not talking about the devotees actually. Devotees also go for retreat. They go for a retreat in the somewhere in the forest or some hilly area, and then they go. But they go there, the problem is, you know, they go with all their paraphernalia. They go with their iPad and iPod and all these pads and everything. They want to live as they were living here, they want to live there also. Correct. And the problem is, you know, like when the Saturday, Sunday, then Monday comes, they can't just, they are like having a shiver. Oh no, no, we have to have the hustle bustle. We are missing the hustle bustle of that city. They have to come back to the city. No, they can't live there because there is no engagement. This is the problem. If you don't have engagement and you go and sit in the forest, then that will be very, very miserable actually. You have to have a positive engagement. Then only you go to the forest. Because otherwise, you know, like what is the use? So just, okay, you go there, some peaceful mind, everything, wonderful scenery, everything you see. But what is the whole thing? You see the wonderful scenery, but you have to go beyond that scenery. Krishna says that, I am behind all these things. So you have to see the mountain. Oh, we are not against that. We also go for some outings. But we don't just see only the Mount Buller, but we see beyond the Mount Buller. Who made this Mount Buller? Or you see some big scenic thing, but who made these things? So we have to understand and appreciate that. So like this, so those things can happen. But again, the Vedic system still says, yes, you go to the forest. Because the forest, going to the forest is like because our acharyas are given so many explanations. Like Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all the acharyas have given Grahe Thako, Vane Thako, Sadahari, Bole Thako. So whether you live in forest or even your duty is the same. That we have to understand. So it is not an excuse that, okay, oh, he says, okay, Prabhupada says you don't have to go to forest. Well, you live here also, but you live in a forest mentality. Not just like jungly mentality. Because forest mentality means Vrindavan. Like as Prabhupada says here, go to the forest means not to the Amazon forest and all the lion safari and all these things. Not remind of all these things. We want to go to the forest where we go to the forest and meditate on the Supreme Lord. And then, because everybody has to make a plan for their life actually. It is their own life. Our own life we have to plan. One day we all have to, as an individual we are responsible. Each and every individual, we are responsible for that. It's not like, my father did like, my husband like that, my wife did. No, that is not a question. You are individual Atma, we are answerable. We are answerable to Yamaraj. Each and every individual, what have you done? What is your, the birth has been given to you. From birth, what are your activities? Everything will be questioned actually. Chitragupta is noting down all our activities. Correct? Chitragupta is noting down. You may not know. You may think, oh, I have done this, I have done that. Nobody noticed me. I did so many things. I just escaped from the police. I did this, that. All these things you might have done. But all your activities, or everything is recorded. Under CCTV camera, everything is recorded. Nobody can escape actually. Everything is recorded. Whatever we do. So we have to give account to that. So we are responsible. That is why, and the whole thing is, this is a very temporary situation also. So how much risk we can take? That is why the Shastra gives this kind of indication. Yes, we have to live. Having come to the material world, oh yeah, so this is a miserable place now, I'm just going to commit suicide. No, that is not a solution. Yes, you live here, live in a responsible way, and then continue your journey towards your spiritual upliftment. That is what the whole thing is all about. The Varnashrama Dharma is meant towards that only. Varnashrama Dharma is gradually elevating the people from that level to the next. Varnashrama Charvata Purushena Parapuman Vishnor Aradhyate Panta Nanyat Tadosha Karanam. Varnashrama Dharma's main purpose is Vishnur Aradhyate Panta. How to worship Lord Vishnu? How to do our devotion service to Lord Vishnu? That is the only purpose. There is no other purpose. Atapumbidhujasreshta Varnashrama Vibhakacha Stanusthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Everywhere, you see, Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere it is mentioned, the only purpose of Varnashrama Dharma is to please Lord Hari. So that has to happen. So going to forest will help. If it is going to help, then you go to the forest. If you can't go to the forest, so that's, anyway, we'll read this. So Srila Prabhupada is very mercifully giving the purport here. Going to the forest is compulsory for everyone. So this is the first statement. Going to the forest is compulsory. It is not that, okay, X has to go to the forest, oh, this one does not have to go to the forest. No. Everybody has to go. Anybody who has taken the human form of life, they has to go to the forest. And Prabhupada says, it is not a mental excursion upon which one person goes and other person does not. Everyone should go to the forest at least as a vanaprastha. Forest going, this is very important. Forest going means to take 100% shelter of the Supreme Lord, as explained by Prahlad Maharaj in his talks with his father. So, going to the forest means taking 100% shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. That is what going to the forest means. It is not going to the forest means going with all our paraphernalia there and then putting our own situation there and then living there. That is not forest actually. With all the facilities there. Because our problem is now we need our everything. We want to be like all whatever facility, everything has to be there wherever I go. So that may not be possible. There has to be some inconveniences. Some austerities have to be performed. The human life is meant for austerities. Like Rishabhadev says to his son, Tapodhivyam putraka yena sattvam. This human life is meant for austerity only. Human life is meant, not meant for sense gratification. Most of the time we think that human life is meant for enjoyment. Yeah, life is meant for enjoyment. No doubt about that. But the human life is meant for austerities also. We have to perform some austerity. Very minimum. Actually our austerities are very simple. Very simple austerity actually. Our austerity is puri, sabji, halwa. This is our austerity actually. And all the different milk sweets. This is our austerity. And we are hearing wonderful kirtans. And this is our austerity. Our austerity is very simple. So, Prabhupada says here, he refers to Prahlad Maharaj's very wonderful lesson, what he learnt from his when Prahlad Maharaj was young and Hiranyakashipu put him on his lap and he wanted to hear, my dear Prahlad, what have you heard? What is the best thing have you heard from your teachers? So this is Prabhupada quotes this sloka. Very famous sloka, 7.5.5.
श्री प्रहलाद उवाच तत्साधु मन्ये असुरवर्य देहिनाम तदा समुद्विग्न धियाम असद्ग्रहाम हित्वात्मपातम गृहमंतकूपम वनम गतो यद हरिमाश्रयेते.
प्रहलाद महाराज रिप्लाइड, ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द असुरास, किंग ऑफ द डीमंस, एज फार एज आई हैव लर्नड फ्रॉम माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, any person who has accepted a temporary body and a temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by the anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavana where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent and should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction, where the person who has asad graha, because we have taken the asad graha. Asad graha means it's false. Because we are thinking we are this material body. This is asat. That's why Vedic system says asatoma sad gamaya. Tamasoma jyotir gamaya, mrityorma amrtam gamaya. So this is like the whole idea is how to elevate this living entity from this asat to sat. It's the whole idea. That's why he says anybody who has taken this asat graha, then for him it is very, very difficult. That's why he says,
ತತ್ಸಾಧು ಮನ್ಯೆ ಅಸುರವರ್ಜ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ ಸದಾ ಸಮುದ್ವಿಗ್ನ ಧಿಯಾಂ ಅಸದ್ಗೃಹ ಹಿತ್ವಾತ ಪಾತಂ ಗೃಹಮಂತ ಕೂಪಂ.
ಸೊ ಎ ಫಾಲನ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ವೆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕಂಫರ್ಟಬಲ್. ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಪ್ರಸಾದಂ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಟೈಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಓ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಕಂಫರ್ಟಬಲ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್. ಬಟ್ ವೇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಕಂಫರ್ಟಬಲ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾನ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಫಾರ್ ಲಾಂಗ್, ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಬಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಭರತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್, ದೇ ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್. ವೈ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ? ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಫರ್ಡ್, ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ್ ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಆಫರ್ ಯು ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಸೇಡ್, ನೋ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಎನಿ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಯು. I don't want to do business because my father, he had completely everything in his control and you finished him in just one second, you finished him. And do I want any kind of benedict? No, I don't know. I just want to, I always want to remain a servant of my servant, servant of your servant. This is, I want to be tavabhritya seva. I want to be a servant of your servant. That's it. I don't want to be your servant directly. I want to be a servant of your servant. That is what Prahlad Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj also, having seen the Lord, no, I don't want anything. Swamin krutarthosmi varamna yaj. I don't want anything. So this is the beauty. When somebody comes in contact with the Supreme Lord, everything becomes insignificant. It's insignificant. That is why they could give up all these great personalities like Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was a great king also. He had so much of opulence, so much of facilities, everything. Everything was there in his disposal, very young age, and still he gave up. If you don't have anything, that's another thing. There's nothing much to give up. Like, okay, I renounce this ANZ bank. What is the big deal? It doesn't belong to me. I can't. But you have everything, and then you renounce. That is another big problem. See, they knew. They could have continued also. They go, oh yeah, I can enjoy a little bit more, little bit. No, enough is enough. Like even here, Kardamomani. So Supreme Lord has come in his life. It's not like so he could have continued. No, I will continue. I'll go away. So this is the system. So Srila Prabhupada continues further following the Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. People who have accepted a temporary material body are always full of anxieties. Why anxiety? Because it is out of situation. Like we are in a foreign situation. We are not this body. We are spirit soul. And we are put into this situation. That is why anxiety. Sometimes when we go to work, I will lose the job. You are spiritual soul. And job means, okay, if it is not there, something else will come. And we are always big anxiety. Why anxiety? Because we are identifying ourselves with the body. That is why. And if you identify with Krishna, I am servant of Krishna, Jivera Swarupoy, Krishna era Nitya Das, the anxiety will not be there. If you identify with the body, then all the problems will start. If you identify, I am with Krishna, Krishna is my side, and he is helping me, every minute he is helping me, then you won't have any anxiety. Devotees don't have anxiety. Devotees have one anxiety, how to preach the message. That is the anxiety. That anxiety everyone should have. Not that, okay, no anxiety. Like our Mahatma Prabhu having long vana, after visiting all the vanas in Vrindavan, he has come here. He has anxiety. He is sitting here, no, like building a temple in Agra. So his anxiety is that. That anxiety is welcome. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, if you have that type of anxiety, that is welcome. How to preach Krishna consciousness, how to give the message to all the other living entities, that is welcome. That anxiety is you should have. If you don't have, better get it from somebody else, actually. Yeah, that is Prabhupada's mercy, Guru Maharaj's mercy. Yeah. So this is that anxiety we have to get. But not this anxiety whether I will get this one, I will get my child admitted here, child admitted there, I will get here, I will be able to, my health will be okay, this will be superannuation will be okay, my stocks will be okay. No, that anxiety, that anyway it will not be okay. Whatever you do, it will not be okay. End result is like 100% success also is a failure actually. In the material life, even if you have 100% success, it's a failure. Why? Because you just material success does not mean anything actually. ಅನ್ಲಸ್ ಸರ್ವೆ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಏತನ್ ನಿರ್ವಿದ್ಯ ಮಾನಾನಾಂ ಇಚ್ಛತಾಂ ಆಕುತೋ ಭಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ನೃಪ ನಿರ್ಣಿತಂ ಹರೇರ್ ನಾಮ ಅನುಕೀರ್ತನಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೇ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ದಟ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಜಂಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಂಡೋನ್, ನೋ ಇಟ್ ವೋಂಟ್ ಕಮ್. ಇಫ್ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಯು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಓ ನಾರಾಯಣ, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೂ ಅಂತೆ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್. ನೋ ಲಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವಿಲ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನೀಡೆಡ್. ಸೊ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್, ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಿಲಿಮಿನರಿ ದ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಅಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಬಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಬಿ ಫ್ರೀಡ್. The preliminary process is to become free to go to the forest or give up family relationship and exclusively engage in Krishna consciousness. That is the purpose of going to forest. Going to the forest means that take shelter of Lord Hari. Take shelter of Lord Hari completely. That is the purpose. So this is like a family situation. Prabhupada says also, so it's not, some people should not think that, oh, here these fellows are like sitting here to separate the family. No, our business is not separating the family. Our business is the uniting the family. A husband and wife live happily. They should live happily, continuously, no problem. That is why Prabhupada continues, if you see, there is a little bit of, Prabhupada says here, going to the forest is compulsory for everyone. Okay, this is the beginning of the purport. So he is very merciful. He knows the situation, the Kali Yuga. He says in the purport again, yes. Where is it? One does not actually have to go to the forest. See? So at least you can breathe. Okay. First of all, when we read sometime, one should go to the forest. It's compulsory. Prabhupada said, what should I do? It's very difficult. Then after a few passages, he says, it's not necessary to go to the forest. Because we know, Prabhupada knows that you can't, not everybody just, today we just transport us to the forest. What will we do actually? We'll just sit there and get bored. So what we should do is, we should develop the mentality here only. Where we are living in the city, here only we should develop the mentality. How we can remain 24 hours a day thinking about Krishna. Yeah, we have to do our duty also. Not that, okay, thinking about Krishna means do our duty. Whatever our Krishna conscious duties, familial duties. Krishna consciousness is not an excuse. Oh, I am not able to look after my family. I will do to Krishna consciousness. That is not Krishna consciousness. Sometimes people think that this family life is giving a lot of problem. Let me take to Krishna consciousness. It's an escape. You know, like, so then I don't have to say that, oh, I am Krishna conscious, so I am not able to look after the family. No, that is not an excuse. This is not a, Krishna consciousness is voluntarily looking after not only one family, many families. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So not that giving up the family is not our motto. Our motto is like associating everyone to Prabhupada's family. But what we have to remember, that mentality, what we develop, that is important. Not main, mine. Instead of that, everything is Krishna-centered. Whatever activities we do, how we can develop, how we can give the message, how we can give this medicine of Krishna consciousness, so that everybody can be benefited. That should be our aim. So that is why Prabhupada says, here after this thing, that is the purpose of going to the forest. Otherwise, the forest is only a place for monkeys and wild animals. To go to the forest does not mean to become a monkey or ferocious animal. It means to accept exclusive shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage himself in full service. One should not actually have to go to the forest by... At the present moment, there is no, not at all advisable for a man who has spent all his life along in the big cities, as requested by Prahlad Maharaj. Okay, so one should not remain always engaged in the responsibilities of family life, because family life without Krishna consciousness is just like a blind well. So this is a, this point we have to remember. So it's a, even though one side Shastra says go to the forest, But Prabhupada gives a concessional thing. It says you can't go to the forest because you have already been living here in this family situation. And here you develop the situation. You always make the family Krishna conscious. You remain Krishna conscious and try to give the knowledge to others. The same activity. Same activity will continue. So there's no problem. There is no problem to changing from this ashram to that ashram. You have to become a sannyasi. No, no need of all these things. Because by just doing this activity, that is why acharyas have made very, very easy for us. It's a grahastha, brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasa. Whatever order may be, our aim is to please Lord Hari. Whether you please Lord Hari by your brahmacharyal activities, a grahastha activities, vanaprastha activity, or sannyasa activity, that is not a question. But when you go back to God, nobody is going to ask, where are you a brahmachari? Where are you a grahastha? Where are you a sannyasi? Or a vanaprastha? No. Have you developed a pure love for God? That is the only question. If you have developed, enter. If you have not developed, go back. The flow chart is very easy actually. And the flow chart is very easy. Have you developed love of God? No. Otherwise, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani. Simple. Even if I have a little bit of desire, I want to enjoy in this material world. Yes. Like this will arrow will come back. You have to come back. No excuses. That is why people don't want to waste their another birth actually. They don't want to make a... See, like look at this Kardamamuni, he was such a big expert. We all read how much yogic power he had. What kind of the aircraft he produced. Why didn't he start a big company, Kardama Boeing or something? He would have floated a big business. He could have done that. He could have easily done that. But he knew it's all useless. It's all useless. This is all useless endeavor. Why to you do all this? Because that is when sometimes when all these big people, they make very elaborate arrangement for what? End of the day, it is going to be you die and then maybe they keep your statue somewhere, maybe 100 years and then after that, Prabhupada says, like the Napoleon statue, this statue, that statue, what? The crows come and they put their blessings and that's it. What is the use of all these things? So instead, he dedicated the life. Because this life is so valuable. You can make this perfect situation and you can go back home, back to God. Why to come again? Why to come again to this material world? Coming again to the material world, great personalities come under the order of Krishna. For a special purpose they come. They come as Krishna comes. Not by karma. When Prabhupada came here, he's not coming by karma. When acharyas come here, they don't by karma. Karma will not touch them. Karma will touch us actually. Karma will play with us, not with them. Because they come under a different order. Under a different arrangement. Krishna says, when I appear by sweet will. We don't appear by sweet will. We are forced to appear here. This material world. Krishna appears by sweet will. So here, having come here, we don't want to make a very elaborate situation. Yes, whatever needed here to live comfortably, that much we have to have. Yes, we are not saying that we live like in a situation where we can't live. We live, but our aim is, that's why Srila Prabhupada instituted simple living, high thinking. Living should be simple. With very few things are needed, we should be happy with that. That's it. But our thinking should be very, very high. Yeah, how to elevate ourselves and give the knowledge to others also. So Srila Prabhupada continues here in the purport. Similarly, there are who are forgetful of their eternal relationship with Supreme Lord or in the blind well of life, their position is very, very ominous. Prahlad Maharaj advised that one should give up this well somehow or other and take to Krishna consciousness and thus be freed from material entanglement which is full of anxieties. So this is the lesson which is given by Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, all these great, like Dhruva Maharaj's mother, when Dhruva asked, I want to get a kingdom bigger than my father's kingdom. So then she said, only God can fulfill your desire. So then, where is God? So then she said, I think all the rishis, all the sages, they are in the forest. So God should be in the forest only. So you go to the forest. So he went to the forest. Vrindavan, so Madhuvan, all different. So he had got the darshan of the Narada Muni. And then he followed the instructions given by Narada Muni. And 6 months time, he had the darshan of Lord Vishnu. And then he got the... And when he got darshan of Lord Vishnu, he completely forgot everything. Whatever purpose he came to the vana, forgot. I came to here to a kingdom bigger than my father's kingdom. But I have seen your good association. I got your good association. I do not want anything. It's not like when Dhruva Maharaj was there, when Lord, Dhruva, what do you want? Oh, immediately, yes, wait. This is, I have all the list, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, he didn't start reading out my paper, no, like all this. These are all the things I wanted. But finally, after all, you came, so these are all the things. No, that is not the purpose. Because when you go and you have the darshan of the Lord, you completely forget it, because this Lord is Pavitram, Purnam. So by coming in contact with the Lord, everything becomes successful. Same thing with Prahlad Maharaj. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked also, he said no. When Prahlad got a very great benediction, he said, I am giving you the benediction, material nature will not touch you. Maya will not touch you. He was very afraid. He said, now you also get into grahastha life and you also enjoy life. No, I don't want all this. But Lord gave the assurance that, no, this life, Maya will not touch you. So then that assurance... Like you look at the case of Prahlad Maharaj and also Bali Maharaj. Look at what Bali Maharaj got. Bali Maharaj, even though externally he was like a cheater. Externally people say, you know, like, oh, your Lord came and cheated Bali Chakravarti. No, Bali Maharaj was not cheated. Bali Maharaj was given the greatest benediction. He is standing there as in the Sutala planet, always protecting Bali Maharaj. So this is Supreme Lord is protecting like that. So this is the beauty of Lord's mercy. So even though somebody takes 100% shelter of Lord Hari, then what Lord Hari says? He completely takes shelter of him. He says he's like a no other gati. That person says, I don't have any other gati than you. But then he complete. But our problem is that we have everything else is there. We want to have this insurance, that insurance, comprehensive insurance, leg insurance, pay here insurance. Everything is insured, and we are still anxiety because we have not taken the Krishna conscious insurance. That is where all other anxieties are coming. If we take full insurance of Krishna. Krishna, he is my protector. Rakshishyati iti viswaso. Rakshishyati iti viswaso. Gopthrutte varnam tata. Atma niksheva karpanya sadviti saranagati. This is six items of surrender. Six items of surrender are there. What are six items? First item is anukulyasya sankalpam. Pratikulyasya parjanam. Rakshishyati iti viswaso. Gopthrutte varnam tata. Atma Niksheva Karpanya Sadviti Saranagati. This Anukulyasya Sankalpa means accepting things which are favorable to Krishna consciousness. That is first one. Accepting things which are favorable. Pratikulyasya Varjanam. Pratikulyasya Varjanam means giving up things which are not favorable to Krishna consciousness. Pratikulyasya Varjanam. Rakshisyati Viti Viswaso. He will protect me. That complete Viswasa. Viswasa has to be there. Goptrutve Varnam Tata. He is like a master and he is the maintainer. He is our maintainer. Always, even if he puts me in a very uncomfortable situation, he is my Lord. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even you make me broken hearted or you may embrace me, you are my Lord unconditionally. Unconditional. It's not that, oh, today you make me very happy, you are my Lord. Now you make me broken hearted, no, you are not my Lord. No, whether you keep me happy or you kick me, doesn't matter. You are my Lord unconditionally. So that type of mentality has to be there. So then this has to be developed. It's not like so that is why all this Saranagati will not come in overnight. Like one day morning you wake up, oh, now you have surrendered. No, it won't surrender like that. It's a gradual process. A gradual process. You start slowly, anukulyasya. Sankalpam pratikulyasya. We have to have the protection. A Lord is a law. He is my controller. He is my master. He will protect me in all circumstances. He's not going to give us up because he is protecting so many people. And won't he protect one devotee? He will protect. We have to have the viswasa. And that, with that viswasa, that is why when Prabhupada says here, we don't have to go to forest. That means you live here, make the graha automatically a temple. Like we have so many programs are there, so many house programs and now Namahata programs and Bhakti Vriksha program. All these things are there. These things are there, like where we can make the graha, instead of the place becoming a grahamedi situation, has to become a grahastha situation. That is the only thing. We have to make very simple arrangement. Simple arrangement is, instead of making, have a regular kirtan, regular bhajan, then bhajan means after that the bhojan will be there. So automatically, that's it. Our process is very simple actually. Bhajan, bhojan. First we'll have some bhajan and then bhojan, Vaishnavas come and Vaishnavas go. So that's it. Our process is very simple. Making the graha, Krishna conscious is not a difficult situation. You don't have to have a big havan, aswamedha yagya every day. You have to make a gomedha yagya every day. No, don't have to do all of that actually. That nama sankirtan, harinam sankirtan. That is why graheta ko, vaneta ko, sadahari boleta ko. So that is why acharya given. Not that like acharyas don't know that by sitting here how it is going to work. Because harinam sankirtan is so powerful, whether you are sitting in New York or Melbourne or Sydney or whether you are sitting in Vrindavan, still the same. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada is a big example. Srila Prabhupada left the Vrindavan and actually, he didn't leave Vrindavan because he carried Vrindavan. Sometimes people say, how can Prabhupada leave Vrindavan? Prabhupada never left Vrindavan. Prabhupada carried Vrindavan wherever he went. That is why he could give Vrindavan to everyone. Bhakti Vinod Thakur say, Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite para, tumara sakati ache. You can give Krishna to everyone. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada could do that because he carried Krishna everywhere. You want Krishna? Yes, 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 yes. He could give because he had Krishna with him. He could give Krishna to others also. So that is the mood. So because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita towards the end, this whoever this trans gives his knowledge to others is very, very dear to him. It's very, very dear to him. This is, there is no servant more dear to me than one who distributes his knowledge to everyone actually. This is the greatest benediction Krishna has given. The person is giving this. Now, because he is doing Krishna seva. Krishna wants all the living entities to come back home, back to Godhead. Correct? What is Krishna's mission? Krishna's mission, Krishna wants to take everyone back home, back to Godhead. And what is devotee's mission? The same thing. Devotee also wants everyone to go back. So, Krishna is giving all these things. Whatever is needed for this practice, so we can see. When we have Janmashtami, whatever is needed for Janmashtami, everything is provided by Krishna. Correct? Everything is provided by Krishna. Did we find any kind of shortages or anything? Nothing. Krishna, in Krishna's realm, there is no shortage actually. That is, shortage means only Krishna consciousness is a shortage. If we find there is some shortage, that means we are not Krishna conscious. That is why the problem is here. No, seeing me. Problem is here. I'm a problem. Then there is a problem. This is the problem. There is Krishna will not have any problem. Krishna will supply unlimited. You have a desire to preach, he will give all the knowledge. He will give everything, he will give. Tadami buddhi yohantam yonamam upayant. He will give. Actually, he gives the complete track. Everything to come back home, back to Godhead. He gives everything. But I want to stay here and stay here in one bedroom apartment and want to think that this is the permanent situation, then what he can do? This is our problem. This is a self-imposed situation. That is why he is coming and he is giving knowledge and he is not like he gave the knowledge, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave knowledge, acharyas are coming to give this knowledge so that we can be benefited. So ultimately, this is the whole idea. Whole idea is, we are living in the material world, and our purpose is to somehow or other develop the love for God. Okay, that Varnashrama Dharma can help. That is why slowly we can get to the Brahmacharya Ashram, Grahastha Ashram, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Finally, so this is like the going to the forest, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains, taking 100% shelter of Lord Hari. That is the meaning of going to forest. If you take 100% shelter of Hari here, this is already forest. No problem. No doubt to go anywhere else. When Srila Prabhupada came here, he looked at the deities and this thing. This is not Melbourne. This is not even, this is a Vaikuntha. This is a Golok Vrindavan. So this is the same thing. Every house can be made like that. Provided all the Krishna conscious vibrations are there. Always Sravanam and Kirtanam is going on. Then that place is Naham Tishtami Vaikunte, Na Yogi Nam Hridayeshuva, Tatra Tishtami Narata, Yatra Gayanti Madhvakta. So this is like where Lord is situated. Everywhere there is a discussion about Krishna Katha, where there is always some glorification of the Lord is happening, Lord is situated there. So that is what we have to aim for. That type of vana we should be looking for to go to. Stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. Just in this verse, if you didn't, circumgration. So can you please tell us something about circumgration? Why it's so important? Circumgration, deity, circumgration, Tulsi Maharani, circumgration, Guru Maharaj, you know.
Yeah, it is offering, because it's a offering respects. It's interesting also, you asked this question, I was also thinking, you know, like here, my father is an elderly person, and Kapila Muni is his son, and he is circumambulating, him. Normally what will happen, you know, like if he is a son has to circumambulate, son has to offer prayer, because this is the beauty, he is Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord Kapila Dev, he has appeared. So, and this is why the age and other things are not matter. Because here what matter is the subject matter that matters. Because here Kapila Dev is giving the knowledge of going to give Sankhya philosophy. But here Kardamamuni is also great personality. But from a perspective, he is a living entity. Here the Supreme Lord. So who is out of offer respect to whom? So the circumambulation is like he circumambulated Kardamamuni, circumambulated his father. So this is like his son. So this is like the respect is given, and also we offer like you mentioned, like we circumambulate the temple, like because this is like an offering of respect, out of respect. When we there is a pastime. When you are circumambulating, like the temple, you circumambulate the temple, you circumambulate Tulsi Maharani. So this is like our great benediction, actually. By doing that, this is like we are offering the respects to them. Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Prabhupada mentioned it many times. Those who are staying in the big cities, they don't have to go to the forest. So what does it mean? Those who are staying in a small city, they have to go to the forest?
No. See, small city, big city, that's not a problem. Wherever you stay, what Prabhupada says is, no, city, it is not a question like, okay, I have to leave this place and I have to go somewhere else. It's not the... If you are in the city, and whatever city, a village or whatever, there you remain Krishna conscious, then you don't have to go anywhere else. That is what the meaning is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited South India, that Kurma Brahmana, he wanted to come with Chaitanya. I also want to come with you. Correct? So then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, no, you stay wherever you are. You stay wherever you are and then you continue. Then what he said, this is like a, but yare dako tare kaho Krishna upadesh hamara gay guru hai tharai desh. So he said that is why you don't have to change any place, change any position, change any situation. You don't have to do anything, because provided we remain Krishna conscious. We remain Krishna conscious and try to give the knowledge to others also. Then we don't have to change. But if you can't do that, then that's a different thing. So this is what, if Prabhupada knows very practically, it's very difficult. Like for example, a person is living in Melbourne, you just, you stay in some Madhuvan, like a Dhruva Maharaj for some time, you can't, not possible also, correct? So Prabhupada said, that is why we have made some arrangements here, all these facilities, everything, come here. But there also, our mood should be, the mood is very important, the mood of Vrindavan, the how we have to live in the mood of Vrindavan. Okay, that is very important. It's, you may be living in Vrindavan, may not be in the mood of Vrindavan. You may be living in Vrindavan, still with your sense gratification mood, then that's not good. Better you live in city only. Don't commit the aparadha of the dhamma actually. Better we live in Vrindavan, in the Vrindavan mood. The mood of entering into the holy dham. That's why every devotee prays. Prabhupada says, we don't go to Vrindavan by just buying a ticket. It is not just like you buy a ticket and then you go to Vrindavan. It doesn't happen like that. You may, but you have to enter into Vrindavan. We need to have the mercy of the Lord, mercy of Shri Krishna, mercy of Prabhupada, mercy of Srimati Radharani. When she gives entrance to, then only we can go to Vrindavan. Otherwise, yeah, we might have gone and we might have seen some this thing, we might have bought some Lohi Bazaar, we might have bought some things and come here. That's all right. But in the mood of Vrindavan means, you know, you just absorb completely 24 hours in Krishna thinking, always thinking about Krishna. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu, vismartavyam na jatu chit. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. That is the mood of Vrindavan. That if you can practice here, that's good. If you can do that here, the same activity, that is why the acharyas are given. Wherever you are here only you try to do that. Develop that mood from here only. And then you always in eagerness to meet Krishna. Develop that relationship from here only. Anything else? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.